So chemicity, yeah.
When you have done devotional practice, for example, the refuge tree practice, how have you experienced devotion towards figures who are historical, human, and possibly flawed in the way that the archetypal figures in the practice cannot be?
So the question from Chemicity is, when you have done devotional practice, for example, the refuge tree practice, how have you experienced devotion towards figures who are historical and human and possibly flawed in a way that archetypal figures in a practice cannot be or are not?
I don't think in principle there's any real difference, but this is my personal experience. If I think, for instance, of my own teachers, if I think of all eight of them, my principal teachers, they're not archetypal figures, but I don't see any flaws in them. And as their disciple, I don't go looking for flaws. And if other people see flaws in them, I take no notice of that. I remember when I was in Kalimpong, some of my gurus were subjected to very severe criticism of various kinds by different people. But to me, that was quite irrelevant. To me, they were my teachers, and I was concerned only with those qualities of theirs from which I could learn and which were beneficial to me. So that has always been my attitude. So in practice for me, I've never found a difference between my human and historical teachers with whom I was in personal contact and the archetypal figures. Some historical figures on the refuge tree sort of come somewhere in between. I've always had a very strong feeling, for instance, for the figure of Atisha. And shortly before I partly lost my eyesight, I gave a lecture at the Birmingham Buddhist Center just on Atisha. I think it was called A Life for the Dharma. That was very, very inspiring. And it could be that, well, maybe a teacher had his faults. That doesn't really concern us. What we're concerned with is his noble example, the way he sacrificed his life, sacrificed, it seems, 12 years of his life, literally, so that he could benefit the people of Tibet with the Dharma. So I don't, well, for me personally, this has never been a problem.
So if, I mean, I have rather more ambivalent relationships with some of my teachers, so would your encouragement in that context be to focus on my appreciations of what they've given me?
Very definitely.
Does that cover your point, Kenneth?